un adaptation base. Last night, Acher was giving a mayor better versions of the drushes that a mayor himself was making. That was what Acher was doing. And tonight we're going to see a continuation of one of those things, which is, he says in the sixth wide line on Tesla base, Vaidemoidin lo mishtachin. Omar, he said, Vaidemoidin lo mishtachin. Woe to those who are lost and not forgotten. Akiva Rabcho Lava Dorshke. Akiva Rebbe not Darshan Tov Akri's Dover Mereshisa, the way you Darshan, that sometimes the end is better than the beginning, but rather with the way you Darshan Ela Tov Akri's Dover Mereshisa means Bismanchu Tov Mereshisa. Something is good at the end when it's good at the beginning. How so? By me there was such an episode, a thing occurred. Avuya Abba, Avuya my father, he says, Mitoil Yerushalayim Oyo is from the great men of Yerushalayim. B'yom Shabalu Maleni, on the day of my bris milah, Karlo Chokdei Yerushalayim, he called together all the great men of Yerushalayim. Hoshiv and Ba'isech, and he put them in one house. Rabbi Yezer Rishui, called Rabbi Yezer, Rabbi Yeshua, as well, they were also invited. They were by Sachot, and they were in their own house, in their own area. The people assembled for the bris, they still ate and they drank. Then they began clapping and dancing. It is to say, it's obviously a very, very special bris. The people started dancing the bris, right? While they're involved in dancing, let's get involved in nothing. The Yoshua and his house could be the Torah, and they sat and they involved themselves in the very Torah. They started from Torah, and they went to Novi. From Novi to Ksuvin. And a fire came down from heaven. The Kiva summit surrounded them. Omer lehen Avuya. So Avuya said, Rabbi say, Ma bosom lisa v'spesi. My masters, why'd you come to burn my house down? A lie upon me? Rulo said, he said, Chas v'shol. No, of course not. El Yoshim Ayinu, we were sitting, the Chorzim it should be, not the Chorzim, the Chorzim. We were stringing together with Divrei Torah. Mina Torah l'Navim, from Torah to Navi, Navim l'Ksuvim, from Navi to Ksuvim. For you had born smeichen kids sinotim yisinai, and the things were as joyful as when they were given at Mount Sinai. Voice eish malachecha soson, and the fire was enveloping them. Literally means burning them, but here they obviously know it was singed or burned. Kilichosam yisinai, like the singeing at Mount Sinai. Ve'ikon yisinotim yisinai lo nitnu el beish. And of course, when they were given at Sinai, they were only given with fire. It says, "Bohorbo erba ishalev shamayim." The mountain burned until the heart of the heavens. Armeland. So, of course, it's not a fire which burned, but rather it was a fire signifying the holiness of the embalmed Torah. Armeland, Avuya, Abu Abba. So, Avuya, my father said, "This is still Acher speaking, of course." Rabosai, im kachu kochu shel Torah. Rabosai, this is the power of Torah. In the skyly ben azeh, if this child survives to me, the Torah afisha, I set him aside for Torah, which sounds like a wonderful thing. But fishloi so kabanosa shem shamayim, because Avuya's intent was not lishma, but rather for the honor of Torah, right? Because Torah gives people who learn it fire, right, and all sorts of glory. So his intent was not lishem shamayim. So therefore, his son Acher, instead of becoming a Tam B'chochem Lishma, became a Tam B'chochem who went off to Derech. Only because the Gemara tells us. The words do sound like it's Lishma, but obviously Acher understood that it's maybe knowing his father's personality. I don't know. Acher understood that his father did not mean it Lishma at all. His father meant it purely for the sake of the superficial glory of Torah learning. What? It is a disturbing story. Especially because we know generally we talk Shlo Lishma Bo Lishma, and we're told that if Jews do mitzvah semen Shlo Lishma in and of itself, it has value. But what can I tell you? I don't write the text, I just say them over. Yeah.
Now, the circle of fire goes back to the previous, yesterday's story about the angels, the circle of fire around the trees.
Right. Yeah, I assume so. I assume the same idea of fire. It's not true burning fire, but like the snet. Right? This is a fire which denotes the constant presence of Kedusha. So I think I think it certainly is. So, says the Gemara, Amale. So again, Acher said to him, Umay sa yisa darish tuvan. What additionally did you dash it? Amar Lei, so he said, it will not be evaluated in gold and in glass. Amar Lei, so Acher said, Umay pasachtabe. What is it concerning this? Amar Lei, so he said, concerning this, I said, Divrei Torah koshni kloskikli zov. Words of Torah difficult to acquire like gold vessels. They are easy to lose kikli zuchis like glass vessels. Umakli zov kli zuchis yishtar b'yochu la'achzor v'lasos kein k'mo shoyu. However, there's a bright side to this. Just like gold and glass, if they break, you can melt them down and remake them as they were. Avtam b'chochem sheshor al Talmudo, even a Tam b'chochem who forgot his learning, yochu la'achzor lam l'chil, he can go back and learn again. So it's obviously a hint which our mayor is giving Acher, you know, do tshuva, right? Amar Lei, so he said to Acher, said to him, at this point he said, Dayecha mayor, so enough you mayor, ad kan tchum Shabbos. We walk 2,000 amos, so therefore you turn around, right? So it says, Amar Lei, mean hey not the other? So he said, how do you know we walk 2,000 amos? Amar Lei, so he said, mean talfeis lususaya, davina money, from the hoof beats of the horse, which I was riding, that I was counting, v'holechabai mama, I counted 2,000 amas as we were walking along. Amalei, so our mayor said, v'chol adokach masa yisbach, all this wisdom you have, v'lei sa chosebach idot duchuva. Amalei, so he said, lei son of yachil, I can't. Amalei lom, so your mayor said, why can't you do tshuva? Amalei, so we ach responded, shepam achas, once I was riding in front of the Holy of Holies, Rachov al Zusi, riding on my horse, Yom Kippurim Shchalias b'Shabbos, Yom Kippur came on Shabbos, v'shamati paskol tziyotza mi beis kodesh kadoshim. I heard a voice come out of the Holy of Holies. Romeritan had said, Shuvu banim, return children, chutz mi Elisha ben Avuya, except from Elisha ben Avuya. He shouldn't do tshuva. She yada kochi, he knew my capacity, says Hashem. Umar Abin, he rebelled against me. Now, it's an interesting thing that here in such a Pasco, of course, one of the most famous problematic Gemaras, in Agarata, how could a Pasco, Pasif Torah, said to Acher not to do tshuva? We know everybody's supposed to do tshuva. So the truth is, like Ramsodic, it sounds difficult. Ramsodic calls, there are several types of Pasco. And one basco is something which comes from your neshama itself, not from Hashem necessarily. So this basco which comes from Acher's neshama is in fact telling him Acher's own perspective is, you know, what is tshuva going to do for me? I'm too far gone. But in fact, everybody can do tshuva, even Acher could do tshuva. Nevertheless, Acher says he contends that he's beyond tshuva and won't work. And what was Acher's first step in the wrong direction, says the Gemara? V'chol da min hein osis leit. All this came out from Avuya's problem with the fire? No, it was more than that. Rather, elapam achas ha-yoshev v'shone v'bikas kinosar. Once he's sitting learning in Bikas Kinosar near the Kinneret, v'ra adam echot ol rosh adeko. He saw a certain individual go to the top of a palm tree. The Natal Eim Alabonim, and this guy went to the top of the palm tree. He took the mother with the children in the nest, the mother hen with the chicks, which is forbidden. He didn't send away the mother. The Yard Misham L'Shalop, he came down in peace. The next day he saw an individual go to the top of the palm tree. The not as a body, he did the mitzvah. He took the kids and sent away the mother. Mishleach same. The Yarmisham, he came down from there. He the show nachal. She was bitten by a snake. Who makes? So where's the justice? So Amar, he said, see. It says, Shalach to Shalach Asayim. Send away the mother of a somebody to Gavchok and take the kids of Mani Tablach Varach to Yomim. In order to be good for you, should have length of days. Why? Echon Utu Basu Shalzeh. Where was the good for this guy? Echon Utu Arichos Yomim Shalzeh. Where's the length of days of this guy? And therefore he decided the Torah must not be true, Rachmanu Litzvah. The lawyer, they didn't know Shadosh Rabbi Yaakov, that Rabbi Yaakov Darshan with funny men, not previous to him, but rather beyond him, meaning in a later generation, Rabbi Yaakov, in fact, was Acher's grandson to his daughter. So he didn't know that Rabbi Yaakov Darshan with Darshan. Lemani Tavloch is Le'olam Abba. No, you should have good, that's in the world to come. Barach the Yomi, excuse me, and you should have length of days, that's also. In the day which completely long. So that was Benayman Acher's misunderstanding was led him to go away. Or another interpretation, Riesh Omer, Aideshara Lushonos Rav Yehuda Anachtom, since he saw the tongue of Yehuda Anachtom, Nasim was killed, Nasim Fiakelev in the mouth of a dog, Shoseis Dam, driven with blood. Omar, he said, Zutera v'zuschara. This is turn its reward. This is the tongue which used to reverberate with Divrei Torah in its proper fashion. This is the tongue which was toiling Torah its entire days. Zutera v'zumatzchara. This is the Torah and this is its reward. It seems like there must not be reward, nor is there a resurrection. Some say, Kimo, Acher's mother, which was pregnant with him, she used to pass by the churches. She smelled the incense in the churches. And that smell, that fragrance, spread through her body, ki irso shulchachino, like the venom of a serpent, and therefore the kid was afflicted by that. So that's again more mystical. Yeah.
So like Dr. Boros says, it's
yeah, the truth is that obviously I had free will. You can't blame it on the mother. But everybody's free will is impacted by where they start from, right? So therefore, you know, sometimes the free will, which otherwise might not have had such devastating results, had devastating results because of the starting point or the antecedents, which were deficits in this case. Okay?
So that's
the problem I bought.
In fact, at the end of Chulin, when it brings out this mice, it says that the guy was same mice, by Acher, says the guy was going up to get the Ken because his father sent him. So it's Kibbutz and Shiluach Ken. And still he fell off the tree. Okay? Says the world, Lachayomi, sometime later, Chol Elisha, Elisha got sick. Asum Ramalir Aymer, so the Kibbutz said to Aymer, Harapcha Boish, your Rebbe is in bad state. Also, Boim of Akkadeh, so I went and wanted to visit him. Bashkachte Boish, he found him sick. Amar Lei, so he said to him, Lei Sat Choserbach, aren't you going to do tshuva? Amar Lei, so Acher said, Min Chosin, if I do tshuva, Miskavim will be accepted. Amar Lei, so Amir said, Belochim, see, doesn't it say, Toshim Eno Shadaka, a person who tshuva until Daka, what does Daka mean? Adichducha Shal Nefesh, until the soul is about to be extinguished. Mekabri, at all times we accept that tshuva. Both so Shah, at that moment, Bacha Elisha, Elisha cried. In Niftar, and he died, Umeis, and he expired. Voyer Amir Samech Blibo. Rare is happy in his heart. Voyer Amir said, since Elisha was crying, Domish mitoch tshuva niftar. It seems that he died through tshuva. Now, Domish mitoch tshuva nikbar Rebbe. Niftar Rebbe. It seems that my Rebbe died while he was doing tshuva. Min the kibune. Once they bury him, yorda esh min hashamayim. A fire came down from heaven. V'sarfas kivro. And it burnt his grave. You know, it was a divine sign that Acha was getting zapped. Asum v'amalei the Rameir. So they came to Rameir. Hakivrei the Rabba chai aikud. Your Rebbe's grave is burning. Nofak boy mevakrede, so he went out and wanted to visit the grave. Vashkach in Ayaki, Takafan was burning. Ma'ova, what did he do? Nofak gulte. He took his coat. Uparsi lovi, spread it over the flame and smothered it. Ova, he said, Lini alaylo. Rest tonight. Lini boyo, and the way we interpret it, where Meir took it, Lini boyom azeh, rest in this world, shadoyme lalayla, which is like night, boyo baboken, will be in the morning, meaning, it seems when he comes, or when Rameh himself comes up from Shemayim, zeh olam haba, that's the world to come, right, Zelo Bachakula Boko, which is completely morning. Imi Golech, Tovi Gol, if the good one redeems you, this of course is a paraphrase of Ruth, right? It says, Imi Golech, Tovi Gol, Zakosh Baruch, that's Hashem Shuto, who's good. The Seabed says, Tov Hashem Lako, Hashem is good for to all, Rachmova, Kumasov, and His mercy is on all His creations. Vim Lo Yachmot, Golech, if Hashem does redeem you in and of Himself, Hashem by Hashem's life, Rameir swears he will get Acher out of the trouble. V'tayfus. And the fire stopped. Amar Rameir. So they said to Rameir, in Amin Lach Bahu Amma, if they say to you in the world to come, when you die, Ramana Bain Levakra, who do you want to visit? Lavuch, your father. Well, Rabbi Chiyah Rebbe, Re'acher, Amar Lon, so he said to them, Ana, I, it should be Mivko instead of Mikro. Rename that same idea. I will go visit Rebbe Kodamai to my master Acher beforehand, Vasavasa Kain Labra, and only afterwards to my father. Amar Lon, so he said to their mayor, Vishamin Lach, will they listen to you in this regard? They want to go see Acher? Amar Lon, so he said, it must be, because didn't we learn locate today? Then we learn matzil and sefer and teek. A sefer. You would save the mantle of a sefer Torah together with the sefer Torah, or a teek atfilin atfilin, the sack which holds the tefillin together with the tefillin. Matzil alisha acher b'tzchus Torah. So acher can be salvaged in the merit of his Torah as well. So acher yomim. After some time had passed, doesn't say how much, Hochul Benois of the daughters of Acher, who was still alive, went, Lito Tzedakah, to take Tzedakah, Mei, from Rebbe, Rebbe Yonasi. Gozal Rebbe Vomar. So Rebbe decreed and said, Al Yelo Moshe Chesed, there should not be the house of Acher, the apostate, somebody who draws mercy, Val Yichone, the son, there should be nobody who's gracious to his, to his orphans. So they said to Rebbe, Rebbe, I'll top of my son. Don't look at Acher's deeds. They were bad. Have Pesaros. Look at his Torah and the merit of his Torah support his descendants. Bosa Shah Bacha Rebbe. At that moment, Rebbe cried. The Gozalim she partners to, and he decreed that they should be supported. As he said, Omar, he said, Maseh, Maim Zesh Yoga Betarch Lolushum Shamayim. Acher learned to turn out Lishma Rumahemi, see that his daughters are supported because they were, you know, obviously their supplication was accepted, and Rashi, the Karmayan, says they're probably smart too, because he had, you know, obviously grandchildren with Rabbi Yaakov. So Mishiyah Gabatur Lishma, so they learned to turn with the proper inclination. Alachas Kama Kama, much more so is it ensured that he will have wonderful support in this world. Period.
Why should they be punished for their father's deeds if they were written?
He figured they must have been tainted.
I'm sure it's what he did.
No, I understand. Generally, you don't, but obviously, Rebbe was taught that at this point. Because you find there are things where the sins of the fathers are visited on the children.
True.
All right, in any event, in the end, all's well that ends well. Rabbi Elazar b'shem Rabbi Barsira, blessed the name Barsira, said Barsira is one of the external books of the Bible, didn't make it into the Bible. Plia mimcha mateda. That which is, this getting back to the Mishnah, that which is amazing to you, literally, or beyond you, how are you going to know? Amuka mishol, that which is deeper than the grave, matakor, how you analyze. B'mashur shur sheisoiz bonein, that which you are permitted, in that, analyze. Ein l'chaisim inyan b'historis, says, no, you have no right or no matter going into the hidden questions which the Mishnah said you should not pursue. Rav Amar, Rav said, concerning some of you who inquire, makes improper inquiries and analysis, Tel lam nasif se sheker, smitten dumb, should be the lips of deceit. Tel yiskar shah, and we learned that means yiskar shon, they will no longer be able to speak. Yisbar chon, they will be split. Yishtav chon, and they will be silenced from any sound whatsoever. Yiskar shon, they won't be able to make to speak. Kvarat amr, like it says, Vayomar Hashem elav. Hashem said, "Me some pair who gave a mouth to an individual." So there it says, if you look in Kormeibin's down, "O me some ilame o cheresh," who made a person ilame o cheresh. So we see that ilame can mean ilame and cheresh are interchangeable words. One can mean the other. So in any event, so that's why it says Cheresh. Yisparchon, they should become split apart. Kamar Adam, like it says, Bine Anachnu Ma'amim Alumim, we're gathering together sheaves and bones, which are, of course, separate stalks. Yisparchon, they should be silent, not to make any sound, because that's what the word Yilay means, actually to be silent. Okay? Which lips are silent? Those who speak about the righteous one, atuk. Now, atuk literally means rumors and innuendo, of gossip. But here it means, the way we're taking this drashma, the people who speak about the righteous of the world, meaning Hashem, they speak about him in a way, have to do with the secrets. That concern with Baim Shaitim Bibrioso, with concern things which he took away from his creatures. Begava Ubuz, and they do it with haughtiness and with degradation. Shumizgoy Lomar, a person gets up and is haughty enough to say, Ani Dairush Bemai Sebracious, I'm going to learn how the world's created. Savurushu Makimago, he thinks that it's as if he's touching it, meaning that he's expounding on it properly. Ben Elokim Evaza, he's only making a mockery of it. So here we see, a person should know his limitations and not, you know, jump the levels where it's not supposed to be. He says more further, I'm Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Chanina, one with the topic of degrading Shemaim, Lent Beshen HaMiskabe, somebody who takes honor, B'kulon Chaver, the environment of his friend, he has no portion of the world to come. This is a very famous quote. You ever heard that one before? So people quote it all the time. But it's only in the Ushami. It's brought down the Lalocha by the Rambam, as you see over there on top. But you're not allowed to have any benefit at the embarrassment of your friend. So a person has benefit from seeing his friend slip on a banana peel by laughing, then obviously one incident probably just moves on my book. But cumulative is all of our balls in grave jeopardy now. Okay? Says the Gemara, Amiskavi covered Chayolamin. If that's true, then Amiskavi clone Chabayel and Chalakin Abbas, some of you to achieve honor only at the expense of the honor of Hashem, Lokoshke truly loses Chayolam Abba. Okay. Maxi Bis Basri, was say subsequently, Marav Tuvcha Asher Tzafat L'Riecha. Precious great is your good, which you hid for those who fear you. Now, says Mar, Ayihi Lo. That's the end of the pasuk. Ayihi Lo. Right. Since this person is not a Yerei, so therefore he doesn't get this honor which is mentioned in the Pasuk. Now, the next person seems to be Bameh. There's a requirement to be silent. So, says the Gemara. No, that's not it. Bameh Rav Tuvcha. In what is the greatness of Hashem, which one is supposed to be silent concerning that? So actually, it's interesting seeing the Shai Torah says Yisrael throws an entire Gemara here from a base, which it says was pasted in the wrong place and it should have been here. Take a look around the base for a minute. Is the seventh line down. Ramel Shabbat HaPalterin. Do you see that? So he says that this really goes here in Om Rav. The reason why Hashem doesn't want to discuss things which happened previous to the world, Tzayi King who built his Talterim, his palace, Memokum Bibim, in a place of sewers, Memokum Ashwas, place of dumps, Memokum Sarayos, in a place of, I forgot what Sarayos are. What? They're repugnant. Rashi says rancid. So, Mishu Bava Oimer, somebody who says, hey, Hapaltin Azu, this palace, Mokum Bibinu, it's a place of sewers, Mokum Ashbo, it's a place of garbage dumps, Mokum Sarayasu, a case of repugnant odors. And that anybody says this ain't no po game? Is he not damaging the significance of the palace? Kach, so too, Mishu Oimer. Somebody says, "B'tchiloy olam mayim b'mayim." Start saying what the world was before it was created, all its grandeur and majesty. Right. So such a person also, he is doing a bad thing. Raise the pogi l'pardesu shamelech, and he's damaging the orchard of the king. Baliyah b'nuyah olav al gabav, concerning which, if you imagine, it's like an orchard. In the old days didn't have spectator sports, so they watched orchards grow. Exciting sport in the old days. So this guy, it's like the world is like an orchard, and there's a skybox to watch the orchard, but you don't get to go down to the orchard. Okay, so you don't get to add to watch how the plants grew, what happened, what preceded this world in the world time of creation. Okay, lohatzitz to look, avloli gaba not to touch. Okay, so that's what has to be hidden. Going back to Amr Alf now. So says the Gemara, Amr Abi Levi. You have it? Amr Abi Levi. See, if it says, Kavod Elokim Hasdir Davar. The honor of Elokim is to keep things concealed. Kavod Elokim Hasdir Davar. What does it mean to keep things concealed? Hachloni Rolam, what happened before it was created. Kavod Melachim Chakodover, the honor of kings, meaning Hashem became a king when he created the world. Chakodover is to analyze what goes on after the world is created. Yishnivra Olam, once the world is created. Om Rabbi Levi, Rabbi Levi Sekhsiv, it says, Hazos Yodato Miniat. Yeah, Hazos is referring to the Torah. The Torah knows what happened from all eternity. Miniad means from eternity. Avoat, but you, human beings, Mini Sim Adam Ale Oretz. You only are entitled to know what happened once man was put on the earth. Rabbi Yonah B'Shem Rabbi Bo said, see, even says, Kishalno Yomim Rishonim Asher Oyel Lefanecha. When you ask, which you're entitled to do, about the early days of Tribune for you. Yahu Kodom Maisa Bracious, if I was allowed to ask even what happened before Maisa Bracious, Tamalot, it says, no. Lamina Yoma Sheparo Lukim Adom Al Oretz. Only from the time man created all them on the land. Yahu Mishishi Veil, so could be maybe so only from the Friday of creation. And I need count to expound the way I was previously. Tamalot Marishori. That's what it says the first day, so which means even clear prior to that. Acha Shariva Kosu Vumiet. Acha Shariva Kosu Miet. After Sotu Ribui, and then a mute. The Ribui is Rishonim, and the mute, I guess, is. I guess the mean I use this last post we just learned. It's only from Friday, right? So what is Rishonim? Does Rishonim mean earlier days, even earlier than the Friday of creation? Does Rishonim only begin with the Friday of the creation of mankind? So says the Gemara, Hareinu L'meidim Mishishi. Learn out from the sixth day of creation itself. Ma shishim yuchad shumusheches yimei breshis. Just like shishi is Friday, is unique in that it's one of the 6 days of creation. Af at lo temei mevi li, so too shall you bring to me, ela eshu kayete b'shishi. For the Kohen, it seems if you're allowed to study things which took place before the creation of man. Let's see that inside again. Acha Shariba Kosu Miet, Hareu Lemaidim, Mishishim, we learn from the sixth day, Mashishim Yuchu Shashim Mirbashis. Just like the sixth day, its unique quality is that it's one of the 6 days of creation. Ab Aklote, maybe Li El Eshu Kayeti Mishishim. So too, you can learn about anything which is like the 6 days, meaning you're allowed to learn, like the 6 day, meaning you're allowed to learn of the 5 days of creation as well. It's a mamatzino. So just like we find that you're allowed to analyze the Friday, you're allowed to analyze the Sunday through Thursday as well, that's what we're saying. Because all days are precious.
First 5 days,
he's arguing. Okay? So it's machlokas. The Gemara is going to identify the machlokas in a minute. So says the Gemara, Yocholeda, Mala Mala, because you have to know what's above me, Shemayim, the heavens, Mala Mala, me, number two, what's below, deep. Tamlom, Ktea Shemayim, Ktea Shemayim. No. From one end of the sky to the other end of the sky. El Achlo Nivra Olam. So he's saying it has to be. That's be within the vicinity of the earth, not beyond that. So if that's the case, I see what I did. I forgot to read it with the Shai Torah Eretz Yisrael's Haggah. He says here the second white line, Elach Nivra Adam, not Olam, not world, Adam, man. So before man was created, at Doresh, you're allowed to darshan uvelibcha maskin, but only with your heart, meaning in a quiet, private manner. Mikan mishanivra nivra adam, from the time of the creation of a human being on the sixth day, at holech v'kolech holech, you go and your voice goes misofa olam v'atzofa, from one end of the world to the end, to describe this. Now, there's a for five words missing here according to Shai Torah Yitzro, which means there's a mishish medrash. It should say Taira b'chia lemin hayom. Rabbi Chia learned you can only start talking from that day, meaning from Friday, from the day of the creation of human beings. Tani bar kapora, learned ooh lemin hayom with an extra vav on it. And that extra vav teaches us that not only can you dash about Friday, you can dash about any of the days of creation. Doesn't matter. They're all okay, they're all on limits. Not before the first day, but any of the first 5 days. That's machlokas. When we allow you to talk about my separation, we allow only that which is from the creation of mankind. I know we allow even that which is prior to the creation of mankind. Based about the dinosaurs or whatever.
Also, is anybody talking about the creation of the world?
Cosmology. We're basking like that, right? Your problem for cosmology. That's a good point. Says the Gemara. Asked Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi. Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, you dash begin the parrot about mayim, the water becoming shelek, all that. So obviously you dash about the beginning of the world. Because the other bar kapar, it's like bar kapar, you can go back further in time. Matai Rabbi Chia, that which Rabbi Chia said, you can't go back in time. Because the right butts are great. But said on top of the page, on top of this page, that you can't go back to my Brachos. Because it's a Rebu in a mute, and the Rebu in a mute says, don't start from my Brachos, but rather start from the sixth day from Friday. Okay? Says the Gemara. Matatai Rabbi Chia Kadod Rabbi Bo. Not sure what it's referring to. Oh yeah, now what Rabbi Chia said, that it's without a vav, it's minayom, is like Rabbi Bo said, it's also minayom, right? That we learn out from the Reba in the meal, that it's only from Friday on. Sorry. After Rabbi Yonah Rabbi Levi said, the base of Rome, the world is created with a base. My base sustenance is called Sodom, just like a base is called on all sides, all three sides. But Sodom is on one side. So to your ballot on all sides. We can't darshan, expound. Malafonim. Malamala, malamata, what was the, what's above, what's below, malafonim, what was previous, malacha, what is beyond, ela miyom shadibra olam v'labba, except from the day the world's created or not, omri labez, you say to the base, mi baruch, who created you, v'umarlem in akuda, so a base is written like this. In Talmudic writing,
easier.
It says two legs, one on the top of the letter, one on the side of the letter, right? So, how does the base work? So he says, Omri la base, you say to the base, Mi Baruch who created you. Umarlem in a kuda, he shows them with the point, this point on top. Voimalan, he says there, Voimazeshama, he says here on high. Umashmo, what's his name? That's the death of the base. Umar Lohan ben Akula Shachar uses this. The back barb on the base. And he learns that. He says, he was asked what Hashem's name is. Vayimei says, Hashem Shu Ado. Ado starts with that. Oh, right. So, Hashem Shmo, Adon Shmo, right, his name is Adon. Dov Rachna, interpretation. Below a base, why we start with base? Shubalash and Brocha, because why is it start with base? With bracious, base. Shubalash and Brocha, because Brocha starts with base. Below Alf, both Alf, Shubalash and Arir, starts with the language of curse. Amrakosh Baruch Hashem said, Eini Borei Salami Elabase. I only still going to start my earth with a base, right? Shelo Yukol Ba'ei Olam Omrim. Not every, so people in the world should not be able to come and say that, In other words, if I created the world with an olive first, so people would have a tiger, they'd say, it's a stinky, cursed world. So it's not my fault I messed up. So if the world's created with a base, and Baal can say, it's a place of bracha, you're held responsible for having messed up. Okay? Yeah, that's a good point, but I don't think anybody brings it. We did learn it somewhere, the now is not stable. Okay. Rabbi Avoshe Rabbi Yochan said, "Vishnei Osios Nivu Shtei Olamos." With two letters, the were two worlds, Olamos and Olambo, were created. Olamos and Olambo, Echo Bei veEcho Biyud. Now one of them is with the Shem Hashem Yud Kei Vav Kei, one of them is with the Hey, meaning whatever substance we have for Shem Hashem. No, that's not right. Vishteyos yos nivro nivro shtey olamos, olam hazeh v'olam haba, echo bei v'echo biyud. One with Hey, one with Yud. Ma taima. Well, in other words, it's the two letters of Shem Hashem, not the two Shem Hashem, not like I said a moment ago. The two names of the Lev Hashem. My time, oh how so? Kiva Ka Hashem Tzur Olamim. With the name Ka, Hashem would design the world. Veina Yodim Eiz and Nivra Vei. We still don't know which was created with the Hey. Veizim and Nivra Biyud, which was created with Yud. Elamim Mandich Sivan, which it says, Eilu Todos HaShamayim Oretz. These are the generations of heaven and earth. Behibaram, we dash not behibaram, that this world's created with Hey. Have we all of us any bro behay? This world's created in Hey. Well, my boy, in the world to come, Nivra Yud is created with Yud. And my Pasuch Milamato, just like Hey is open at the bottom, Remez Chobayolam teaches all the people in the world, Shem Yordim Lashol, you're going to go down into the grave. And my Yeshlo Nakuda Milamalon, Hey's got a dot on top, little chupchik on top. I mean, Bishua Shem Yordin Eoli means once you go down, you can still come up. My Pasuch Mikol Tzad, just like Hey's open all sides. Kach Posech Pesel Bechovai Tshuva, it opens the door for all Bali Tshuva. On the other hand, what about the Yud of Olam Haba? My Yud Kafu, just like Yud is bent over. Kach, so too you Koba El Kuf in the world to come, everybody's bent over. Lord Baba says everybody is upset because everybody sees his friend is perfect. You know, as a degree of perfection which he doesn't have. So each person is a little bit suffers in Olam Haba from seeing what they could have achieved and didn't achieve. So that's why everybody's kafu towards the other guy, because we see that he has an area which he achieved which I did not. Okay? So that's why Yud is bent. Okay? Everybody then, all their faces are going to turn green. Kevin Shor David Gates, it's David Shor's rules care with Yudin Kaur. He's to the couch, but they also start a phrase of God with two letters. Hallelujah. Right, hallelujah. Avde, alu, avde, Hashem, alu, Hashem, Hashem, etc. Rabbi Yudam and then the Sia Shor, Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachman. Rabbi Nasi Asher Shor ben Nachman, Mao Dein, the Sia, what's that which it says? Solu Lerochi Baravoski, praise to you, rides the Aravos, what are the heavens? Because Shimo, be Yashimo, Yuzavan rejoiced before him. Amrali, so he said, Ein l'chokom, makom v'makom, she'enem emuna al b'yah shelo. Every place has its authority on its b'yah. What's authority on b'yah? So one interpretation is that it means a house, like bay. Another interpretation is that it's the b'yah, the shouts of the people who are being cheated. Another explanation given in the light of manuscript is that it's b'yah. That there's the Amalachim and Hashem in charge of the Bios, the conception of the Jewish kids. So in any event, the Korban Adam is on yet another pshat. Well, actually, it's a pshat I mentioned, I think. It says that Hashem listens to those who cry out to them. But not just Hashem, in every locale there's an intermediary malach, so to speak. Of course, not allowed to daven the intermediary malach, but who executes everything which is going on, right? And that's what it says, that who's in charge of all of them? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'yashimo, Kiyashimo, meaning he has the main charge of all the fiefdoms or all the subdivisions underneath them. Okay, we'll have to stop here. It's time for Marv. One blot is enough for a night like tonight. It's a long blot.